Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the podcast, Curious Aquarius. It's me, Joseph, and I'll be sharing stuff or my takeaways on different topics I discover when I'm just being me curious. Today is the last week of April 2018. In a few days, we're going to start next month, May, and it's the middle of the second quarter. Now, our topic is very timely, as you can see to the title, because some people have high energy during the first quarter of the year, and right now we're approaching the mid part of the second quarter, and the majority of the people tends to diminish their energy towards their year-end goal that they set. So before I start, I just like to give a shout out to the people who have listened to the previous episodes. I'd love to hear from you, to give feedback about the topics that you hear from this channel. You could just, I'll post a link on the description below, but you can guys reach me on Twitter, Joseph_Madrid111, or the Instagram account, that's LABizCon, LABizCon. All right, now I'll be sharing my life hacks, how to keep your motivation. Now, I have some few examples as well. So if you have something that would have similar experience, also let me know, okay? So number one, mile markers. You know, if you ran a marathon, they have a reminder, okay? If you're already the halfway point, if you're already approaching the quarter end of the marathon. So like your long-term goals, you need to set mile markers, okay, along the way. Okay, so you have a short-term goal for finishing quarter one, finishing quarter two of the year, three and four, so on and so forth. Now, these shorter goals needs to be celebrated, okay? Okay, because this will give you fuel. This will keep you running towards your big goal at the end of the year. Okay, always have that. It's either a month end goal, okay, or a quarter. Every quarter, okay, this is your goal. And if you add those goals up, okay, let's say first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, eventually it will lead you to your final goal at the end of the year. Okay, make sure you have those. Number two, okay, is your deep why reminders. Now, I know that we've already tackled the deep why in some of the previous episode. Now, you need something that would remind you of those deep why, okay? So, the how part is easy and given, but the why for our goals needs a strong foundation, okay? It should be a meaningful goal, a reminder, or a clear reminder, okay, for your deep why. Okay, how to have a reminder? A power board, vision board, or a dream board, okay? These are all almost the same, okay? Put it where you can see it every day. Put captions on it too. So, I have a dream board. It's in front of my work table. And there's also one in front of the mirror. So every time, like, I pass by the mirror, look at myself in the mirror, keeps me reminded of those. Okay. Number three, have an accountable support system. Now, let me just, like, clarify this one. An accountable support system is your support group, and with a system that you can really help each other, okay? To some people, this could be a mastermind group. To some people, this could be their business team. Now, when I say an accountable support system, okay, make sure that you have a system that the people surrounding you would push you towards to be on track with what your goals are, okay? Because some people have somebody that would need to remind them, okay, to inspire them or to put them on track whenever they got distracted, okay, and things like that, because we know we live in a distracted time right now where your attention could be from one thing and after 6 seconds it could be on another thing. Okay, so number four, watch a positive inspirational movie. Okay, we are visual people, are visual. Some would write notes, okay, and look for something. Some in a movie would, some would write notes and look positive things that could they could relate to. Okay, so one way of maximizing a positive movie is once you watch one, you feel energized. Okay, take notes or be mindful of the parts that you can apply into your real life situation. Okay, next would be keep your core values in check. Now, if you are confused, okay, there's a part of you, okay, having, you feeling lost, okay, get a piece of paper, write down, okay, 10 to 20 of your values. You know yourself, write them all down, okay? It's up to you. There's no specific number. It could be, if you could think of 8, 10, 15, okay, write as many as you can. Now, when you feel that you've already written everything, okay, pick the top 5 or 10% of core values in your list. Now, these core values is really who you are, and you should make sure that your goals are aligned with those values, okay? This will help you be more on track, okay? If your actions during these times are in line with those values, okay, these things will keep you in track, okay? When you are reminded of them, this would give you guidance, okay? If this is what you're doing is really within you, within your personality, within your core beliefs or not, okay? Next is having a bonfire mindset, okay? If one of the branches, okay, of the branches of the, let's say, tree, okay, remove from a bonfire, okay, one of the big piece of wood is removed from the bonfire, okay, fire would slowly diminish, okay? The heat would be more or less, and this could also be symbolize as your goal, okay? The drive within you, okay? So a person who can rekindle their fire again is what you should keep in mind, okay? So example, meet new people, go outdoor, okay? Don't allow yourself for your fire to be extinguished. As I could relate to Gary Vaynerchuk, what he always emphasizes on is self-awareness. So be very, very aware on yourself, okay? If you're still on the go, and if you need more fire within you, okay, rekindle it, okay? Next would be praying daily, okay? I'm not promoting any religion, okay? You can do, if you're not a religious person, do what's equivalent of you doing as to other people in praying, okay? So eventually, our goal is to stabilize the brain waves of your brain. And if our body needs exercise to be fit, healthy, and everything, our brain too, okay? And I'm sure all of the entrepreneurs could relate that with this time of age, entrepreneurship is 80% mindset, okay? So make sure your brain's training too, like going to the gym, okay? Next would be listening to your favorite positive song, okay? So positive song. Just do an experiment. Listen to 10 sad songs. At the end of the 10th song, you'll feel a little down. Okay? Same as if you listen to 10 positive songs. Positive, not necessarily that give you positive feeling, but with positive lyrics. Okay? Be mindful of those songs, because sometimes, even if you're singing it, you're just singing it, it could re-energize your brain, or it could do the opposite. Okay? Next, number 9 would be grateful of what you have. Be excited of what you can get. Okay? Now, have you heard of the quote, always, people who have the best attitude you should have is attitude of gratitude. Okay, if you are thankful for just small things, okay, blessings will attract it towards you. Okay, be thankful. Once you have in a positive state of mind, everything will fall into place. Okay, next would be have the discipline to push yourself out of the bed of laziness. Okay? My mentor told me that the biggest magnet of all is the bed. Okay, especially if you have ventured into entrepreneurship, you're not working for someone, the bed is your worst enemy. Especially right now, as I'm talking, it's already a cloudy day, you know. People tend to spend more time on the bed, and that really takes away your productivity. Okay, that takes away opportunities that you might be interacting already. Okay, so have the discipline to push yourself out of the bad weather. There are two wolves inside of us. Who's going to win? Of course, the wolf that you're feeding. If you're filling your thoughts with positive things in the morning, okay, make you jump out of bed. Okay, last would be stay away from whiners, people who always complain. Now, as for me, on my third year of doing my business, a weird habit that I developed is when people around me are complaining, I notice it, and I also catch myself and tell myself that I need to move away from those people. Okay, their energy is being transferred to you instead of you would have focused on your ideas. Okay, things you should do, things that make you productive, things towards your goal. Okay, they inflict you with this negativity, so I stay away from them. If you have those people in your life, stay away from them. If they are part of your family, I suggest you find a way. For example, if I have a family member that's being negative or whining or complaining, if I spend to them like 4 times a week on the weekend, I'll probably spend 1 or 2 times on the weekend with them. Okay, lessen or reduce the time of interaction with them. Now, this doesn't apply only to business. If you're in school, okay, if you're in your work, these things, I'm sure some or all of them would be applicable. Okay, these things would let us move forward and learn from our mistakes. Okay, this is a reminder for them. If you have ups and downs, okay, these things could put you back on track. Okay, let me know if this helps you. Or if you are doing it already, reach out to me. And if you have other topics to suggest, you can also send me a message. Okay, that's our show for today. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode.